Grace, mercy, and peace to each of you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Our text is the gospel previously read to you. She was a Samaritan, a heterodox half-breed. Heterodox because she and her people had truncated the canon, limiting God's word to the Pentateuch, and doing away with the prophets and the Psalms. Not only that, she and her people had substituted Mount Gerizim for Horeb, Mount Sinai, and her canon was in error as well. But not only was she heterodox, she was also a half-breed. For her ancestors were those people, those Jews, who were in the northern kingdom as Assyria, following her victory, brought in heathens. And those Jews intermarried with the heathens, corrupting her lineage. As a heterodox half-breed people, she was despised by the Jews. We all know that there was a common detour that was made when people were traveling between Galilee and Judea, a detour which took them into Perea and around Samaria. Though commercial dealings were in fact common between Jew and Samaritan, social dealings were verboten. Zerubbabel, you remember, even refused the help of the Samaritans in rebuilding the temple. James and John in Luke 9 wanted the Lord's permission to call down the fire of heaven itself upon a Samaritan city. And we read in the Mishnah, that extra canonical collection of Jewish legalisms, these words about the Samaritans. He that eats of the bread of the Samaritans is like to one that eats the flesh of swine. And further in the Mishnah about Samaritan women, the daughters of Samaritans are deemed as unclean as menstruants from their cradle. Yes, she was a despised, heterodox half-breed. Who are the Samaritans in your life? Who do you look down upon in your flesh, if even ever so slightly? Someone with a different pedigree? Someone from a different culture? Someone of differing intelligence? Someone from another church membership? Or perhaps just those ELCA relatives of yours who never quite get it right? In the 1950s and 1960s, there was a show on television called To Tell the Truth. Some of you might remember this show. Three individuals would come out to be examined by a celebrity panel. All three individuals claimed the exact same identity. Only one was telling the truth, the other two were imposters. And after the questioning by the celebrity panel, the MC would say, "Now, would the real Mr. Jones please arise?" And after many false starts by the imposters, many wanderings, many bobbings, many weavings, many efforts to arise, then the true Mr. Jones would stand. Now, what if on that show we were looking for the true Samaritan? Who would rise? You should rise. For indeed, what Jesus was teaching us in this lesson is that the very nature of being Samaritan is not that of lineage, it is not that of background, but the woman's real problem was her sin that our Lord so lovingly helped her expose. Not just five husbands, but the one she was living with now, not her husband, shacking up, as we used to say, 20, 30 years ago. And your true Samaritan nature is not just your tendency to brand others as Samaritan, but your true Samaritan nature is your sin itself. Not just sins of omission or commission, but the very despicable, corrupted nature that you share with each other. In the words of one children's poet, people are crabby Appletons, rotten to the core. Fortunately, there is one other who can be identified as Samaritan, our Lord. He assumed a Samaritan nature. He, the Holy One, stopped at Jacob's well to reach down and to bring the gifts of heaven to one despised. He has done the same for you and me. His cross was where he bore all of your Samaritan sin and my Samaritan sin, so that it would no longer be counted against us. On his cross, from his dying side, flowed the living waters of our text into the font of your baptism. And on that cross, he gave forth that gift that the woman in the text did not recognize, but which you and I recognized, the gift of him, himself, your Savior. And he continues to give that gift to you as he enters your ears, as he enters your eyes, and even as he enters your mouth, as his body becomes part of your body and his blood part of your blood. You see, you are not left in your despised Samaritan sinful state. For you, like the woman at the well, have heard the Lord say, "I who speak to you am He. I who speak to you am the Messiah. I who speak to you am the one who was and who will ever be so. I am the one who bared your sins, who bears your sins." So now you go back to your classrooms, back to your offices, back to your families, back to your lives, but you go with Christ in you, and Christ speaks through you. His voice speaking in you speaks those same words that the Samaritan woman spoke as she went back to her village, as she said, "Come see a man who told me everything I did." You have seen everything he has done. Therefore, in his eyes, you are Samaritan no more. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.